universe? What is the only thing that is distinct, that is uncommon, that is unique? It is only God Himself. And so that's why in the Bible we see that the Spirit is referred to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That God, even He reveals to Himself, He reveals Himself to His people as someone who is holy. So when we come to Leviticus 19, verse 2, it says, "Speak to all the assembly of the children of Israel, and say to them, You shall be holy,
Amen.
For I, Jehovah your God, am holy."
Amen.
Why do we need to be holy? Because God is holy.
Amen.
God is holy.
Amen.
And because He is holy, for us to exist, for us to live, for us to share the same habitation with Him, we, of course, need to be holy.
Amen.
Otherwise, there will be conflict. So, holiness is a matter of His nature. And this is why in 2 Peter 1:4, we've been called to partake of His holy nature.
Amen.
Of His holiness. And so this is so that we could enjoy all that He is, to be saturated, to be filled with Himself as the holiness. This is different from mere behavior, from trying to imitate God. For example, maybe you're one who loses your temper very easily, so you try very hard to control your temper. Maybe you could do that for a few weeks, a few months. But it's very interesting. The Lord, in His sovereignty, He will place you with certain people, with brothers, and for some reason, just something about this brother just pushes that button, and you just, no more behavior, right? No more pretending. Your true nature comes out. So, brothers and sisters, we need to be delivered from living our life mainly or merely based out of behavior.
Amen.
But rather, we need to be filled.
Amen.
We need to be permeated and saturated with the Spirit so that His holy nature can be infused into us.
Amen.
But you know, in this title, I was really struck that we were chosen to be holy. For what reason? Is it just so that we could be an example? So that people could look at us and they could say, "Wow, Brother Sin, he is so holy. Just look at and marvel at his condition of holiness." No. It's so that we would have a holy living.
Amen.
God's desire is that we would have a holy living.
Amen.
And I would say this is really the burden of this outline, is that as God's people, we need to have a holy living. Consider again from Ephesians 1:4. This living is a living that is without blemish. And what is blemish? Blemish is something foreign, a foreign particle that has come in to cause there to be a blemish, something that is no longer pure. And because of the fall, actually, mankind, we have a lot of blemishes. For example, we are natural, we are earthly, we are fleshly, we are worldly. All these things are blemishes in our constitution. And you consider, as I have this week, how we do things, even in our serving the Lord. How many times our considerations, our thoughts, are just in a natural realm. How much of our time is spent in just a fleshly way? We do things because of the lust that exists in our being. Even more, how much are we thinking our thoughts just in vanity? Living in this world,
Amen.
Not like actually not like God's people, but rather we are just like the Gentiles, walking according to the vanity of our minds. These things, all of these things, just are exposures that who we really are. We are full of blemishes.
Amen.
And that we need the Spirit, the washing of the water in the Word, to be purify us.
Amen.
So that we can be cleansed from all these blemishes.
Amen.
And so when we come to actually this outline, we see that Leviticus 18-20 corresponds very much to Ephesians 4:17-5:14. And there we see, I'd just like to read some verses to you. That in Leviticus 18:20, it says that actually, let me go to Leviticus 18:3 first. It says, "You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt, in which you dwelt, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan, in which you are going." Right? So this verse shows us that God's people need to have a particular kind of living. Not a living like the Egyptians.
Amen.
Not a living like the Canaanites.
Amen.
But they need to have a holy living.
Amen.
Also, we saw that the basis of such a living is actually just the living of the dispensing of the triune God. And so from Ephesians, we see that we have the life of God and that we cannot be alienated from the life of God.
Amen.
And that we need to learn Christ as the reality which is in Jesus. And we should not grieve the Holy Spirit through whom we are being saturated. Right? We are being sealed unto the day of our redemption. And so the basis of such a living is just the dispensing of the triune God. That every day as we are enjoying this dispensing, we are enabled to live such a holy life. And so this needs to be our day-to-day living. We also need, like it says in Ephesians 4:20, to put off the old man, the old manner of life. And rather, we need to put on the new man,
amen,
which is being renewed.
Amen.
This new man, which was created according to God's righteousness and holiness. This should be our living today. A life that is living in the old, in the new man. And finally, I just want to end with these three warnings. It's actually very sobering to see from Leviticus this life of the new man is a life that takes care of God's interests. That has the proper relationship with God. And so in Leviticus 18:25, it's very interesting. I don't know if you've ever considered this verse. And this verse states that when we come into this land, if we're not careful, this land, which is the type of the all-inclusive Christ, everything that is that God is to us to be our supply and to be our enjoyment, if we are not careful in our relationship with this new land, this land will vomit, expel the inhabitants out of this land. In other words, if we're not careful in our relation, our relationship with God, we will lose or suffer our enjoyment of Him.
Amen.
The second warning is in Leviticus 19. And verses 5-7, there it speaks about the peace offering and how the statute there for the priests, we are able to eat the peace offering for the first 2 days. But on the third day, we should not eat of it. That means as God's people, we need to enjoy Him in a fresh way.
Amen.
Not in a stale way.
Amen.
We need to have fresh appreciations of the Lord.
Amen.
And then finally, in Leviticus 19, we see that there should be no mixture. No mixture in our living. That we should no longer live in our flesh, but rather live in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That we should not have mixture in our conduct. And we should not have mixture when we are speaking for the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
Amen.
That we would really have a life that matches His holy nature.
Amen.
As our brother has mentioned and shared, God has chosen us to be holy.
Amen.
But saints, God's ultimate goal is also that we will be holy to match Him as His bride.
Amen.
Saints, as our brother shared, that this holiness is not an individual matter where we become perfect or sinless in ourselves.
Amen.
But brothers and sisters, as we see from the title, with this holiness transpires in a holy living for the holy building.
Amen.
So that there will be the holy city as the result. So saints, God's feeling, God's goal is that in our living we will live a holy life for the building. As we see in Revelation 21 verse 2, the New Jerusalem is called the Holy City. This city actually is just in the same chapter in verse 9 and 10. This Holy City, New Jerusalem, is actually also the Bride of Christ.
Amen.
And the Bride, as we know, is simply the Church as the Body of Christ, which composes all the believers. So since as we enjoy Christ as this Holy One, we, as the Church, are being built up as the Holy City.
Amen.
For the expression of the Triune God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
God is gaining a group of holy people to become the Holy City for His expression.
Amen.
Amen.
Practically, saints, to do this, as our brother mentioned, God's way is in the way of life and is the way of dispensing.
Amen.
Aren't you encouraged to see Ephesians, as our brother brought up?
Amen.
Oh, in that chapter 4, there is what? The life of God. There is also the reality that's in Jesus. That means this life of God for the first time that entered into the first God-man, Jesus.
Amen.
And as a result, His living, His holy living, can be experienced and enjoyed by us.
Amen.
As we learn of Christ as the reality.
Amen.
In the reality of our living.
Amen.
And we see that this Spirit today is sealing us.
Amen.
With the different aspects of this living, of His holy nature.
Amen.
Sealing means repeatedly.
Amen.
There's again and again.
Amen.
Not just separated in the sense of being holy, that God has chosen us or we're redeemed, but day by day.
Amen.
He's saturating us.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord, saints, we need to be open to His saturation.
Amen.
Day by day, He's speaking to us in the Word. He's washing us in the Word.
Amen.
And through His washing, we're being saturated.
Amen.
We need to be open to the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, I jumped ahead of myself. I'm going to cover Ephesians 5. Hallelujah. 25 to 26.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We see that here. Again, this is corporate aspect, right? So, not only I'll just read to you. Husbands, Ephesians 5:25. Love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself up for her. Saints, this refers to Christ, the Redeemer, who has redeemed us. Here Christ has died for the church to redeem us, right? But what's the purpose? Saints, in verse 26 it says, that He might sanctify her.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, Christ should not just remain as our Redeemer.
Amen.
He is sanctifying us, not just positionally, but dispositionally as the sealing Spirit.
Amen.
How is he sanctifying us, saints? The rest of verse 25 says, sanctify her, cleansing her. By, this is the way, right? By the washing of the water in the Word.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, as we come to His Word, we need to be open to His speaking.
Amen.
The word here is the Greek word, not logos, but rhema.
Amen.
Rhema means a living word, an instant word.
Amen.
When we come to His Word, yes, we have the black and white word, but God speaks to us in a specific way. We need to be open to receive that instant and living, operating, speaking.
Amen.
And the result of such speaking is that we are washed and sanctified.
Amen.
All the oldness, the blemishes are touched, exposed, and they are washed. So that today, we can match Him more as His bride.
Amen.
Again, it's not for ourselves, right? So that we can match Him as His bride.
Amen.
And verse 27, let me just finish reading. That He might present the church, again, corporate, to Himself, glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any other things, that she will be holy and without blemish. Praise the Lord, saints. The result of our coming to the Word is that He can present the church as His marvelous bride.
Amen.
Amen.
Lastly, we see that in John 17, there's another aspect of sanctifying. Sanctification. In John 17, verses 16 and 17, it reads, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world, but sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." Again, here, the word is rhema, and the truth just means reality, which is already in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we come to His Word, we are being sanctified in His Word. And the result of this sanctification in John chapter 17 is so that they all may be one. Even as you, Father, are in me and I in you. Saints, as we come to His Word, we're being brought out of ourselves. Our old nature. When we look at ourselves in the morning, we're being brought out of that. Into Him. Every morning when we come to His Word, we need to have a divine transfer. Out of ourselves. Into Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May you have a way to gain us.
Amen.
So that your sanctification is not just, you know, for our individual purification, but so that He can gain His bride.
Amen.
And will consummate and result in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the result is that we are being one in the triune God, and we are being one with one another.
Amen.
Saints, again, this touches on God's goal, which is have a corporate expression.
Amen.
May the Lord gain His corporate expression.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, In our small group meeting, one sister asked, a question which is frequently asked: that is there a heaven? You know, when people die, do they go there or something? And it's something that, you know, some terms are like spoiled by Christianity, just like sanctification. They think sanctification means you just. You're complete, you're perfect, you don't sin, then you're sanctified, right? And also this heaven is also, you know, the Savior, you know, salvation. What they translated, they say, you believe, and then you just do whatever you want to do, and then when you die, you go to a place called heaven. Is that what really God wants? You know, we have the Bible here, right? You know, the Bible clearly says the other way. Okay, let's say Romans 8, 28. It says, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." So this verse says He has a purpose, right? And then also He He makes everything work for this purpose, which is for good for those who love Him. Okay? And then what is His purpose? The next verse says, because those who He foreknew, He also predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And He continues to say, all those whom He predestinated, these He also called. And those whom He called, those He also justified. And those whom He justified, these He also glorified. So it's further strengthened that He will conform us to the image of His firstborn Son, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So when does that start? It starts the moment you believe.
Amen.
The moment you believe, the Spirit comes in you and start working towards that goal.
Amen.
Towards that God's purpose that make you the same as His Son.
Amen.
It doesn't wait till you die. So the concept is completely wrong for Christianity. Says, you know, you just wait till you die, then you go to heaven, right? Now, you will be in heaven.
Amen.
If you allow the Spirit work in you. So can I be in heaven? Anytime. If I come back to the Lord. Are we in heaven here? Some of us definitely are. We are exercising our spirit. We're in heaven. Some of us are not. We come here with a sleeping mind, and you know, we don't actually hear any word. You know, it comes in here and goes out there. So, are we in spirit? If we're not, then we're not in heaven. So heaven is here. Sanctification is here.
Amen.
If we allow Him to work in us. So, you know, anytime we can be sanctified. How are we sanctified? Depending on how much we allow Him to work in us. We do not wait till we die. Okay? So, praise the Lord. Let us exercise starting now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And praise the Lord.
I enjoyed brother's fellowship just a moment ago during his opening words, that when we exercise our spirit, that we shall now go back or return to the lifestyle of Egyptians, which signified that we shall now return to our old ways of living. And at the same time, we shall now follow the pattern of those people who are living in Canaan. We shall not follow those Canaanites in their living. In other words, we shall now follow those who are living in the worldly situation. We shall not follow the worldly pattern in which is popular. And I was really enjoyed and touched by the encouragement that in order to be holy for us individually, now, and also corporately, we should endeavor our effort to enter into His Word, because His Word is will purify us as the water in the Word.
Amen.
Without blemish, without impurity, without a spot, and without all of the wrinkles. So, brothers and sisters, I was really encouraged that we should endeavor our efforts. So today, every day, day by day, week by week, we have been offered by the Holy Bible, by the morning revival, by the encouragements of our church to call upon into our weekly pursuit. I am truly encouraged, and also encourage all of you to enter into the rich supply of His logo and His rhema.
Amen.
So that we can practically and in reality be holy by ourselves, and corporately for our church, and enjoy the holy city.
Amen.
So this week,
the message has three Roman numerals.
Amen.
The first one is talking about our being, to be holy people. The second one is talking about our living, to have a holy living. But the third one is the most precious to me. It shows us what this looks like. What does it look like to be holy? What does it look like to have a holy living? So, Roman numeral 3, I need a brother quickly. So Ephesians 1, how about Jerry, come on.
Yes.
Ephesians 1:4 says, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, the God of peace himself sanctify you holy. Jerry and I are looking at each other, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So you can be the Lord. You be the Lord.
I'm the Lord.
Yeah, you're the Lord, and I'm all the saints. Okay,
wow.
I'm each
okay.
one of us.
Amen.
So to be holy looks like this. Jerry and I are facing each other, mm-hmm. and we're in the room. We're in the sphere. So the room. This is our spirit. Spiritually, the room is our spirit. Mm-hmm. So when we're in spirit, we face the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're by ourselves and we're just in our mind, we're over here. Where's the Lord? The Lord's not there. The life, eternal, the life of God is not over there.
Mm-hmm.
But the life of God is in the sphere, is our spirit.
Amen.
We're face the Lord. So it says, 1 Thessalonians says, the God of peace himself sanctify you.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're facing the Lord, and then Ephesians 4:30 says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit, right? The one who's sanctifying us unto the day of redemption. So the sanctification, by being in spirit, we behold the Lord. So one word of a holy life is beholding.
Mm-hmm.
When we behold, we're getting infused with him, God himself. We're getting infused with his element. Another word that the Bible uses is sanctify. Sanctify is like a paintbrush. The Lord is, as I behold the Lord in spirit, in my spirit, I get painted. The Lord is painting himself. This is sanctification. So my holy living is my constant being, something's being, right, painted into me. Painted
Amen.
Onto
Amen.
Me. Right, another word is inscribing. Right?
I should be doing
yes.
that to you. Amen.
So inscribed. I mean, I'm being inscribed by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Another word that's used in the Bible is imprint. Imprint. Mm. He's pressing. He's a seal. He's a seal. He's sealing us. He'll seal me.
Seal.
The seal has an image, and it's full of ink. Seal me some more. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I love you, Lord Jesus. Keep
Amen.
Sealing me. Praise the Lord. Keep painting me. Painting me, right? So this is a holy life. This is to be holy, and this is to be have a holy living.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Real quick before I go teaching. One thing this week really exposed me, this message, right? And I've been in different denominations, so I have some experience about that. But one thing that really touched me, and for me, I was not clear about this day two. And I saw a holy city in New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. In Christianity, we think that the holy city, I thought when many denominations there was, we thought that the Lord is preparing a holy city, bringing full of gold and wooden work. That's what we always think in the Christianity, right? But from the title, in day one thing I saw is that it really touched me, my spirit was, when God gets into us, we're holy. That's John 3:16. And also there is a confusion with Christianity about John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. See, in Christianity we believe that we're going to receive eternal life when we die. But no, I didn't know that the eternal life is the divine life that I received the day I believe in the Lord, the day the Holy Spirit sealed me. Right? And this is the first, it says, we're holy because we receive the divine nature. But then he says, when we get into God, we're more holy. So that means how we get more holy when we get
by reading His Word, by praying, by calling His name. That's where we get into God and be more holy. Now then He says, but when we are mingled with God, we are the most holy.
Amen.
Now, how do we get to that? Well, when we walk with Him every day, after we call Him and we read His Word, when we walk with Him, that's when we're the most holy. And this is what really touched me. So it's a process. It's a process. When I received the Lord, I became dry. I became a judgmental and criticizing everyone, but because I wasn't reading His Word, I wasn't calling His name. But now, I'm walking with Him. And I still need to be the New Jerusalem. The Lord's still working with us. He just said, Lord, keep working with me. I want to be in the New Jerusalem. I want to be an overcomer. So these 3 points, that be holy when we receive the Holy Spirit, to be more holy when we read His Word, call His name, and to be the most holy is when we walk with Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. This week it said that we become the holiest by being mingled, soaked, and saturated with God.
Amen.
To cause a common person to be fully saturated with the Spirit. And so in our small group, we're going through the book, The Normal Christian Life. And last Friday, we took a break from reading and we just looked at the biography of Brother Nee. And this is actually not about Brother Nee, but this is one thing he said. He said he was really interested in sanctification and this matter of being holy. And so he read a lot on it, and he read a lot of verses on it. But he knew this Western missionary named Margaret E. Barber. And he said that when he, after reading and studying, and he came to her, he realized that she just was holy. That, you know, he studied a lot, he knew a lot of verses, but she actually was holy, that this was her living. And he went to Europe twice, and he met a lot of famous Christian preachers and teachers. And he said, it's hard to find anyone like Miss Barber.
Amen.
And so, I don't know if she knew this definition of holiness, but she definitely had a revelation of who God is, that God is holy. And so, I'm not. I'm natural. I'm common. That I have peculiarities, but I'm not distinct. I'm not different. I'm not holy. I'm not like God. And so, God is accomplishing this, making us His holy people through His dispensing.
Amen.
And so our vision is so high. Our revelation is very high.
Amen.
And our vision is always higher than our experience.
Amen.
Our vision is always higher than our daily living.
Amen.
In the reading it said, just to have a living for the organic building up of the body is not easy. And so how do we do this? How do we enter into this reality? We could start by reading a chapter a day, 15 minutes in the morning, and the Lord will take it from there. And for those of us who already have this practice, we need to press on, because none of us are perfected. We're all still not open enough. We're not clear enough. We all need to press on, because in order for God to have His holy city in the coming age, He needs a group of people living out this holy city in this age.
Amen.
In Hebrews it says clearly that the New Jerusalem is a city to which we have come.
Amen.
That it's already here in this age. And God still does not have a group of people who have fully lived out this vision. But praise the Lord, He's still training us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we have this vision.
Amen.
We should not be disobedient to what we have seen.
Amen. Amen.
My sister's spirits. When I sit by her, she just exercises her spirit.
Amen.
Saturated by the Lord.
Amen.
This week I really touched the message regarding the holy. Our God, He is holy.
Yes.
So He wants us to be just like Him.
Amen.
In life and nature. But we all know we naturally we are you know, we fall off natural, and we are so common in everything. So this week I touched the message saying we need to see the vision. We need to see our God. We were chosen to be holy in the eternal past, and today we are being saturated and sanctified to be holy in this age, and also we are becoming the new Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
The holy city.
Amen.
In the future, in the eternity.
Yes.
And we need to see this vision. Today, we as a Christian, we cannot be just like doing some religious work or do some duty. We really need to every morning contact the Lord. Lord, we have in the message to say every morning when we come to the Lord, we really need to say we can just have a mutual relationship with the Lord. We even can say, Lord Jesus, I love you. I want to saturate with your holy life this today. Make our daily living is not common. We want to express your holy life in our speaking, in our walking. So it's so important. Lord, every day we just want to open to your dispensing. So you may wrap your divine life, your
Amen.
Holy life into our being.
Amen.
So we can express
Amen.
You in our daily life.
Amen.
Today we are working out this new Jerusalem.
Amen.
So one day we, then, and also we are becoming the new Jerusalem. We are not going to the new Jerusalem. We are becoming the new Jerusalem.
Yes.
It's all related to our daily living,
Amen.
Our daily walking. So important. Lord Jesus, we just want to be saturated with you so we can express you.
And the Tuesday morning revival, after I read it, and I was bubbling at that moment. I was very touched. And I just read one sentence. To be holy is first to be separated to God.
Amen.
Second, to be taken over by God.
Amen.
Third, to be possessed by God.
Amen.
Fourth, to be saturated with God and one with God.
Amen.
After I read these four steps, in my feeling, it's just we belong to God only.
Amen.
And He is our only master.
Amen.
And when we have this kind of relationship with our God, it's easy for us to open to Him.
Amen.
And to be, we can just behold Him every morning.
Amen.
And to be saturated with Him.
Yeah.
And to be touched and retouched by His Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We're really touched by this morning revival. Amen. We really need to spend time with our dear Lord Jesus.
Amen.
To be saturated by Him and to be sanctified by Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This week's message tells us we were chosen to be holy.
Amen.
And this holiness and showing message is not through correcting or improving our behavior, but God make us holy by imparting His life into us.
Amen.
So we'll be separated by this life, and we can have His life and nature.
Amen.
And I'm really touched by Brother and Sister Sharon. Actually, this is, we know our God now is doing this divine dispensing. He will dispense Himself into us. As shown in this week's message, the Leviticus chapter 18 to 20 actually corresponds to the Ephesians chapter 4 to 5. And there we say, this divine dispensing of this divine Trinity. And right now, you know, the Holy Spirit, because God is a sealing spirit, is trying to do this work of sealing, to dispense the elements of God into us every day.
Amen.
These elements include this life of God.
Amen.
This life is the holy. And also includes this reality in Christ. I'm really appreciate that we not only have this life, but also we have this model, right? This example, that this holy life is practiced through Lord Jesus' life on earth.
Amen.
Right, that's, and in today, this Holy Spirit
is a sealing spirit. It's doing the sealing work. It's trying to make us be saturated, soaked by this spirit, this life.
Amen.
So, and I from my then I really praise the Lord in my daily living. Give me this experience, this exercise. First, let me come to you every day. Because I need to be an open vessel to receive this dispensing.
Amen.
You know, in Ephesians, have a two type of life. You can walk in the vanity of mind.
Amen.
But on the other hand, Lord wants us to walk in according to Him, according to the Spirit. So every day, Lord, remove all the hardness in my heart.
Amen.
Remove all the barriers so I can come to you fully open. So to receive your dispensing, receive this sealing, and also the Bible mentioned we need to come to the words. Right? The words can wash us.
Amen.
But we come to the words not just an outward way. We need to come to the words by exercising our spirit.
Amen.
So we can receive this, because now the words is life-giving spirit. And through these words, we receive the life, receive the Lord.
Amen.
And also, I'm really touched by the Ephesians, don't grieve the spirit.
Amen.
Yeah, what does that mean? This message, grave the spirit means we are not living according to the spirit. We're still living, walking according to ourselves. In that case, the spirit is grave.
Right.
But don't grieve the spirit. So,
Amen.
It means when this sailing spirit, this anointing of the spirit is working into us.
Amen.
Let us remove all the disobedience. Let's follow this when we are in our daily living, maybe when we are driving, including when we are talking, we're talking to our maybe wife and husband, to our colleague. Yeah, let's follow this anointing in the spirit.
Amen.
Don't let all the corrupt words come out.
Amen.
And we can say the words for building up.
Amen.
Yeah, don't have a lot of the emotion to control us. So really, I think this is really practical. So this is not just through outside this improvement, but this really day by day, we're fully open to this dispensing. There will be God's life and elements being into us, so we can really live this as holy living.
I'd like to just share a little bit of my personal feeling regarding this week's message. Even as of right now, I'm still marveling at the layout of this message. Why do I say that? Because this message is telling us that God is holy, and He wants to sanctify us unto holiness. And in the message we see, there is no way for us by ourselves to be sanctified unto holiness. It's just that no way. The only way will be that we receive Himself as the holy life, sanctifying life in us, that by living out this Christ, by learning from Him, only that way we can live. You know, only that we can be sanctified unto holiness. And then I'm also marveling at the contrast of the things that is opposing the holy nature of God. In the verses that is referenced in this message, we see first worldliness, which is typified by Egyptians, is opposing the holiness. I mean, see, the form of the living of Canaanites is opposing the holiness. The form of the living of Canaanites typifies idolistic kind of living, which means we love anything other than God. That is opposing His holiness. And furthermore, we see boldness, staleness in fellowship is opposing His holiness. That we see that the enjoyment of the peace offerings and the enjoyment, I remember, also the thanksgiving offerings, am I correct? But God requires that we always enjoy Him in a fresh way. If we stay in oldness and staleness, there is a very serious consequence. He will spill us out. He will vomit us out. So that, the oldness and staleness of fellowship and of the enjoyment of Christ is opposing His holiness. And last but not least, mixtures. Mixtures is against God's holiness. Specifically, we know from this week's message, the mixtures in regarding to the Word of God, that is something that utterly God cannot tolerate. Right? So it talks about the sowing of seeds. So practically meaning that when we're conveying the Word of God, if we mix it with the Word of the world, we mix it with philosophy, try to make it pleasant to the ears, that is opposing God's holiness. So again, I'm simply just impressed that not only we need to understand that we have to receive God as the holy and sanctifying life in us so that we can be sanctified unto holiness, but also specifically in what aspects this sanctifying work need to purify us, especially in our utterance, right? In our way of living, in our way of walking, and how we conduct ourselves, and how we enjoy the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. So, this week's mastery, which I don't need this. My voice can be low enough. So this week's message is based on Leviticus chapter 18 and 20. 18, 19, and 20. So if we read those chapters carefully, it will bring deeper understanding for this week's message. So chapter 18, in a very detailed way, God warned Israel people, do not commit fornication. Do not commit incest. So don't skip this chapter. Why? And then chapter 19 go on to tell. So do not do this, do not do that. And chapter 20 is about the outcome of this unholy living. It's to bring death. So the outcome is, the penalty is death. Which, right now we need to understand this all is all types. So if we commit, if we lead an unholy life, it will bring death to our spiritual life, which is very serious matters. I hope we're going to read this as a it's a very sober reminder. Why? Because we are still, although we are safe, but we are still flesh.
Yes.
Until our physical body dies, we're always flesh. And flesh has its flesh design. Flesh has its flesh lust. Why the chapter 18 begin with fornication? Because sexual lust, arguably, is the strongest lust of our flesh. So that's why. And then you go on to read the Bible. David's serious crime, right? If you read the Bible, we know David, King David, he committed a serious crime. You find it here, find in this chapter 18. If you read all entire, why Israel people become, they lose their kingdom? Because they deviate. They live an unholy life. They deviate from God's teaching, God's warning here. You will find all this. You will find, it's already happened. I don't want this to repeat in ourselves. I feel this needs to become a warning of ourselves.
Amen.
We don't want to repeat what Israel people has already. What happened to them when they deviate from God? So I come back to. So I feel after this week's message, I feel we need to. And then there's a word. I remember one thing is in Matthew chapter 5. Those with pure heart, blessed are with pure heart. To live a holy life, we need to have a pure heart.
Amen.
If we have a heart, love this, love the world, and also love God, we cannot live a holy life. We need to have a pure heart towards God. And then may God bless us with a pure heart.
Amen.
Let's lead a holy life.
Okay. I didn't see you.
I think God's goal is to have a holy city.
Amen.
I'm kind of an individualist. I can spend hours read the Bible or read the ministry books, but I have difficulty to have difficulty to deal with people. Like say, if I'm myself, I'm fine, I have no problem. But in our daily living, we have to interact with other people, with our spouse, with our kids. Actually, to be holy, I always think, if I'm on myself, it's easier to be holy. But that's not the real holy. The real holy exists when we build with other people.
Amen.
If we cannot build up with other people, our holy is questionable. Maybe we think we are holy, but we are not really that holy. So the holy city is a goal. It's not a holy stones, a lot of holy stones. It's built up. It's kind of knit together. So we have to be with other people, with other saints.
Amen.
So not just individually, we read the Bible, we pray, we read the ministry book. I say it's very practical in the marriage life. So sometimes I cannot get along with my wife, and I think I'm right, I'm holy. So that's not true. That means I'm not holy, because I cannot build up with my wife, my kids.
Amen.
I have a same problem. That's easy to build up with my wife. I'm easy to build up my neighbor. Very difficult to build up with my wife. We like talk of God's nature, His love. Wow, we so enjoy it. We like talk of God's light. Wow, we enjoy it. When we talk about God, another nature, about the righteousness, well, we gotta say this is good. But we never understand God get a very important nature. It's a holy.
Amen.
All the Old Testament, you know which book talk about the holy most of the time? In the Leviticus. Hebrew talk about the Kadosh, G-A-D-O-S-H, Kadosh, talk about 16 times. The translate is holy. Actually, it's a verb, talk of separate. Another time, talk of Kodesh, talk about separation, talk about 43 times. Wow! Talk about the holy. Even the separation, verb, separation is a noun. They talk about a lot of a holy. But we are so confused. With God's thanks, we have a ministry book. When Brother Ed shared this message, he brought five crucial points.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't have a living in the bush. If talk doesn't, you have five crucial points. The first one, our becoming the same as God in His holy nature.
Amen.
The verse is 1 Peter chapter 1, 15 to 16, to talk us, God is holy. He wants us is holy. Amen. I don't want to talk too much. And the second one, our becoming the new Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
The holy city. That's the point two. Amen. Not only God wants we have His nature. Second one, He wants us, our destination is a holy city.
Amen.
Holy city is not that we are going to. It's not that we are becoming the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
That's you and me.
Amen.
We are on the process. We are becoming the new Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, two skies. Amen. The third one, sanctification being for the sonship. Sanctification being for the sonship. Why we still have a lot of sanctification around us? Why? Sometimes you told God, forgive all of me, you have a lot of sin. Forgive all of me, I'm so weak, I'm so failure. But God said, no, I still continue working on you.
Amen.
Why? Because we have a sonship.
Amen.
We have a birthright.
Amen.
God never give up you, continue sanctify you.
Amen.
Well, you complain, don't sanctify me. I like a TV show. I like some movie. My son make a movie. I like a movie. But God say, no, continue working on you.
Amen.
He's a holy. Wow, this third one. Oh, I enjoy it.
Sonship.
Amen. Amen. You and me, we have a sonship.
Amen.
From the beginning, we have. The fourth one. Wow. moving into God in order to be sanctified for oneness.
Amen.
You remember the Lord, the last prayer in the Gospel 17? He talked a couple times. He talked about he wants us continue to be the oneness. One, he said, in his name, we can be the oneness. Another one, he said, sanctify us. Amen. The sanctify was through the truth. We will become in oneness. He talked about the Logos. This time he talked about, in chapter 17, talked about three times. 14, 17, and 20. Talk about the Logos. The constant word. Purify us. Sanctify us. When we enjoy the Logos word, we become oneness.
Amen.
Why we have a different? Because we didn't enjoy too much about the Logos word. And the third one, he talked, wow, this, amen, I really appreciate this ministry. He said, Christ in these three stages, our complete salvation. He brought, the first one, he used the verse, is Ephesians chapter 5, 25 to 27. He said, first one, 25, he's our Redeemer. Second one, verse 26, he's our life-giving spirit. Third one, he's a bridegroom.
Amen.
He continues to sanctify us.
Amen.
Wow, amen.
Amen.
I really appreciate the minister's word, especially the brother. During the end of this month, October, the last weekend, the brother will come to visit us.
Amen.
We don't have to read the book again. The person, the right person from the planning brother will come and visit us.
Amen.
I hope everybody, you grab this opportunity. The church in New York City prepared to keep 100 seats for New Jersey Saints. Wow, especially the Lord's Day, we have the planning meeting. It pick up not in the Jamaica meeting hall. We put it in the Queens College. I hope our brother, sister, enjoy the ministry or grab this opportunity. Amen?
Amen.
I was very touched by this week's message, and I think that is really very heavy. When we were chosen in the eternity past, and we will become the holy city in eternity future, but then in between, you know, I think that some people would think that, once we were saved, then we would just wait until we go to the heaven. I think Brother mentioned about that. But actually, in between, it's actually our turn to exercise, to live a life that express God. And I think that is a real challenge for us. And I think that most of us, we have the same feeling. And I was very touched by, I think Shepherd mentioned about this, Ephesians 4, 17 to 32. These verses, when I read them again this week, I was very touched by Ephesians 4, 17. Paul says, "This therefore I say and testify in the Lord." In other words, I think that Paul has the courage to say that I testify in the Lord. It's not just his speaking, it's also his testimony, his life. So he said that you no longer walk as Gentiles, also walk in the vanity of their mind. I think that, you know, in the following verses, when Paul gives diagnosis of the fallen man, I was very touched by one point, and I think that young people may also learn about this. Paul said that, you know, fallen man ceased from feeling. You know, actually, I have a question on this, because, you know, before I was saved, I had a lot of feelings. You know, when I got angry with Kyle, I had a lot of feelings. Why does it say that ceased from feeling? Actually, that's the feeling of conscience. I think that really, you know, this week's message speaks to me that so often, you know, we think that we are in the church life for so long, but we actually often forget about this basic practice that we need to exercise our conscience, exercise our spirit, and then we need to be examples for our brothers and sisters, because, you know, like, the Lord actually deals with what we say, not just in the meeting, but also the way we talk to our spouse, the way we talk to our children. And I said this several times. You know that I often tell Megan Eric. I say learn from Kyle. But then actually, if they do not learn from the Christ in Kyle, what's the point? They will just become a good person. But then to me, I think that, you know, I really cannot continue to use that as an excuse. Because actually in the Bible, it says very clearly, we just need to exercise. We cannot just say, oh, you know, I'm easy to lose my temper. I'm not a good person, so forgive me. May the Lord have mercy on me and also on all of us that we can exercise. And then I was also very touched by John's point about this is a corporate. So we were chosen not individually, not only individually, but also corporately. And in the future, actually, we are going to build up together.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. From the internal past to the internal future, and we have a current. And praise the Lord. I really enjoy this week. And we need to have a holy living. And on the day three, I really touch the holy people. You talk about how can we have a holy living? Is we need to pull off the old man and pull on the new man.
Amen.
But how can we pull off the old man and put on the new man? I really touched the sentence here. We need the divine dispensing. We need the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity as the best for living a holy living, a holy life. And this is for the church life. And here, I touch, you know, how can we have a holy living? And we just, a lot of the time, we just see, you know, when we look at our life, and we just so disappointed, so depressed, and then we just give up. But here, it says, we have a potential. We can have a holy living because we have three faiths. And the first faith is under the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. We have the life of God.
Amen.
The life of God is our supply.
Amen.
So this is the first faith. Everyone, we all have the God's life.
Amen.
We have a divine life in us. So we can, we have a potential, we can have the holy living.
Amen.
And then the second one is we have the reality in Jesus.
Mm.
Which means he already, you know, live a pattern on the earth. And this is our pattern. We just need to follow this pattern. This pattern just like a mold, and then we just need to follow.
Amen.
And then another one is we have the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He is a life-giving spirit in us.
Amen.
And today, he is a painting. Oh, I'm
Amen.
So happy. He is infusing himself into us just like a pen.
Amen.
And then the brother used like, we are the fresh pen.
Amen.
We are the
Amen.
Way pen.
Amen.
That means the more we contact him, the more we come to him, he will infuse himself into our being.
Amen.
He's sealing us. He's painting us.
Right.
The one we just need to come to him. Open to him, to enjoy him, so he can saturate us. So we are way pen. We have a way pen. We have a fresh pen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Only God is holy.
Amen. Holiness is his nature. So this morning we will talk about a lot of holiness. But when I think about the holiness, the first word that comes to me is God is consuming fire. So when we come to the Lord, without the holiness, we cannot even draw near to him. So when brother talking about the holiness, do we have the fear within us? We may talk about the holiness, even talk about the holiness loudly, but I don't know whether we have this kind of concept, have some this kind of, you know, sense in us. You know, this week I was marveled and praise the Lord. We were chosen in the eternity past.
Amen.
To be the same as he is.
Amen.
In life and nature.
Amen.
And in time, he's working, we are becoming the same as he is. And in the eternity, in the future, we will be the same as he is in life and nature.
Amen.
So all these aspects, you know, talking about, you know, where this is a kind of the vision we should live. Amen. So, one important point to remember is in Leviticus, you know, it's a book about the training. It trains us how to live a life and how to live a life in a holy life. Amen. So first thing, you know, do we really want to be willing to be trained to live a holy living? Amen.
Amen.
Because if we don't, you know, want to cooperate with the Lord today, in next age, we will be, you know, we will be, you know, stay in the darkness and be trained to have such a living. Amen. So the holiness is not just separate unto God, or not just a sinless perfection or purity. It is the God, you know, the triune God dispensing his Trinity, his processing and his holy nature, his life and nature into all of us.
Amen.
Amen. So the first thing, you know, in Leviticus, it tells us we should live the Israelites living a holy life.
Amen.
According to God's holiness, signifies the believers should put on a new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. So this week, especially talking about, we need to be a person, you know, open to the Lord all the time.
Amen.
To receive his life and nature.
Amen.
Because the life of God, the reality in Jesus, and the sealing of the Holy Spirit are three sources of the divine dispensing for our holy living.
Amen.
To express the holy God. The Father's life must become the truth in our daily living. Which truth is the reality in Jesus. And this truth as a practicality of the life of the Father becomes the sealing ink, which is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So life of God is for supplying his children with his divine riches in his divine dispensing. So even though we are Christians with life of God in our spirit, but it is still possible for us to be alienated from the life of God. That is when we do not live in our spirit, when we still walk in the vanity of our mind, just like an unbeliever. So I was very touched. We just need to pray to the Lord. Lord, save me from being in the vanity of my mind.
Amen.
I want to walk in the life of God.
Amen.
And the second point, because, you know, every day, we should walk in the Spirit. So in our practice, we do not quench the Spirit, and we do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom we are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Amen.
Instead, every day we should come to the Lord to be renewed in the Spirit of our mind, because when God is holy. In this week, even they say something, you know, we should not live according to the manner of Egyptians, that is, according to the former way of living. And we should not live in the manner of Canaanites. So that means we should not be conformed to the living and the conduct of the worldly people. And even talk about, you know, our enjoyment of the Lord should be fresh, because a stale enjoyment is abominable to God. Mm-hmm. So I just remind all of us, me included, each day and each week, when we come to the Lord's table, how much fresh Christ we enjoy this week.
Amen.
Amen. And also in Leviticus 18:25 says, you know, the good land, vomiting out the defiled and unholy people, signifies that all-inclusive Christ as our dwelling place and everything we need for our enjoyment will vomit us out of himself and not out allow us to enjoy him any longer if we are not in proper relation to him. Amen. And in Revelation 3:16 said, Lord God said, so because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am about to spew you out of my mouth. So that means our lukewarm is to be in a terrible condition, a defiled condition. So brothers and sisters, are we in a lukewarm situation? We should never be lukewarm. Amen.
Amen.
So I will finally, you know, for in Ephesians 1:4 says, you know, God loved his chosen ones, and his chosen ones loved him. It is in his love, in this love, in such life, that God's chosen ones become holy and without a blemish before him. So we all need to say, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
We should say, you know, this every day. This should be the first word we say in the morning when we wake up. Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
So it is in such a loving condition, atmosphere, that we are be saturated with God and to be holy and without blemish, just like he is. That is to remove all the, our natural being, natural flesh, the self, or worldly things without blemish. May Lord have such a word impact within us in our daily living, not just something to talk about. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 不太容易，我们也不太知道怎么做，但是神有一个 foundation 在那里，我觉得可以作为我们的切入点，正是这个，就是今天早晨我们刚刚经历的，在我们前半部分敬拜神的时候，就是这个神的爱，神的爱先爱我们，然后这神圣的爱激发起来，我们用爱来回报他。今天早晨我们唱这些诗歌的时候。 神的爱就在我们中间贯穿，就在我们里面激发，然后在这种爱的清醒与气氛里头，我们觉得我们被神浸透了，成为圣别，没有瑕疵。今天早晨你们有没有这一点感觉？就是在我们唱诗歌的时候，有没有感觉我们就是好像真的被神圣别？我们确实也被神圣别，我们身上好多东西脱落下来了，神的爱那个气氛。 就在我们里面激起我们对神的回应，我们真的说，神啊，你先爱我们，我们愿意去爱你。神啊，就是因为你的爱，你才愿意圣别我们。就是因为你的爱，你才愿意跟我们合一。什么叫圣别？圣别其实不是用 perfect 来要求我们，我们都害怕有人用 perfect 来要求我们。我们没有人是 perfect， 但是神也不是要用 perfect 来要求我们。 这地方正好说了，说不是无罪的完全，不是无罪的纯洁，跟这些不一样，是要我们跟神一样，因为只有神是圣别的。我们所想象的完全，我们所想象的无罪，其实都不是神要的。神要就是要我们与你合一。其实这个合一的 foundation， 它的 base 就是要我们。 就是神的爱，如果他不爱我们，他怎么要我们与他合一呢？对不对？就是这个爱，所以所有的都是爱。当我回想爱的时候，神的爱的时候，比如说我中午的时候，我出去到快寺里，我走一遍，我就在那 meditate 这个神的爱的时候，这个神的爱，他也在我里面，也在我的周围，他好像空气一样包裹我的时候，我真的觉得好爱。 当我睁开眼睛的时候，我看见那些树叶被风刮的时候，每个树叶都好像对我招手，说“神爱你，神爱你”，就是这种感觉的时候，我就觉得啊，神你真的爱我，谢谢你，我愿意与你合一，因为没有比你与你合一更好的了。所以。 这会儿的时候，我真的有这种爱的时候，我再回到我的办公室里面，我就能够笑了。我就我对我的同事没有意见了，我对我的老板没有意见了，因为那个爱呀、啊，真的就胜别我了。这些属世的东西好像在我身上就有些脱落了。所以我觉得这个 foundation 就是爱。Whenever， 每当我们回到这个基本的，因为神就是爱，你就想了，他就是爱，他为什么要爱我们？我们这么差，因为他就是爱，他就是光，他不可能不爱我们，他就是爱。所以我们再差的时候，你都想，神就是爱，他就是要爱你，他就是要与你成为一，你只管回到他里面，他就在我们里面，其实他也就在我们里面。 When we turn inside, turn to ourselves, turn看看大自然的时候，你就知道神一切的爱都再次显明了。所以我就是这星期被爱所激励，所以然后我也被我的弟兄，我也用这个标明他也对我有爱，我们俩也要建造在一起。像他星期一的时候，他看完了以后，他就告诉我，你知道什么是圣别吗？我想他又要来指责我了吗？因为我不够圣别。然后他没有说第二句话，他让我自己翻到的。他说：“这个陈金圣言放这儿，你可以看。”我们时间有点长，对不起。然后呢，那我就愿意翻到，因为他没有告诉我答案。我说我自己要翻到答案，对不对？然后我就去读陈金圣言。我一看到神是圣别，是要我与他合一的时候，我太高兴了。我就是要这个，没要别的，我就是要与你合一。
Amen。
A brief summary. So it is only in the loving condition and in the loving atmosphere that we can be sanctified. And this week I was really touched that the God is a loving God. And just through returning, turning to the love of God, that we can really feel that God loves us and we can be one with Him. Everyone afraid of being condemned by the perfectness of God. Everyone fears that through this accusation and condemnation that we are exposed, that we are not holy. Yet it is not God's requirement for us to become perfect and sinless. The sanctification simply means that we turn to God and to be one with Him, enjoying His love, and in His loving condition that we can be sanctified.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother and sister, indeed, holiness is one of God's characteristics. Mm-hmm. And we should indeed have this inspiration. We should have the divine fear when we talk about the holiness of God. From Leviticus chapter 18 to 20, we saw the type of figures, how Israel, they should have their daily living. And I was very much impressed, brother, link it to the Ephesians chapter 14 to chapter 5. Book of Ephesians is so high, talking about God's eternal economy concerning church. Right after the chapter 3, the high revelation ended. Beginning of chapter 4, it reminds us we need to keep oneness of the spirit and then we have to practice the body life. Right after that, it comes the detail how we should live in our daily living.
Amen.
In other words, we see the type and figure in Leviticus chapter 18 to 20 that corresponded to that portion of the word in Ephesians chapter 4. And in that portion of the word, they are six items related to our daily living. Brother and sister, to talk about holy, it's easy to talk about it. But when we start to having a holy living our daily life, we need to take care of six items in that portion of the world. Do you know what's the first item need to be taken care of? Lie.
Amen.
Have you ever think about it? In the book of Ephesians, such a high revelation. And when it comes to practice in our living, it talks about so low. Lie. We should put off lie. Why? Put off the old man in this age is put off the lie. This age is the age of lie. Today, the whole society filled with this lie. And they changed the term. It's called political correct. Brother and sister, don't laugh. This may be in among us. We should put off the lie, not only individual living, also in our corporate living.
Amen.
Second item talks about anger. We seems to me God allow us to be angry. To be angry. But he told us not to what?
Sin.
Not to sin. In other words, anger is very close to sin. If we are going to have a holy living, we have to be careful with our anger.
Amen.
Right now, are you angry with anyone? Your spouse this morning, you might have a quarrel with her or with him. With your children? How about brother's house? How about sister's house? Are you still angry with anyone? Not to anger. Then the third item talks about not giving the space or place to the devil. Mm-hmm. Are you giving place to devil? In your daily living? Then the fourth item, stealing. You may say, I did not steal. I'm very clean. Brother and sister, we may steal something from God. This holy living facing three parties. To man, to God, and to Satan. Stealing and lie, mainly dealing with our inner motivation, and that came from Satan.
Amen.
Then the fifth item, corrupted word. In our family life, it was so practical. They are so easy for us to speak corrupted word. And you may ask, what is corrupted word? Gossip is one of the corrupted word. May the Lord take care of these five items in our daily living. And then we shall not grieve the Spirit. Have you been grieved the Spirit? If you desire to have a holy living, we need to take care of these three and six items. Then, the chapter 4 ended, is verse 31 and 32. Remove all the bitterness, all the anger, all the evil speaking among us. And then end it with what? Be kind to one another.
Amen.
And forgive one another. As God has forgiven us. Brothers in the brother's house. Sister in the sister house. In all our various service. Brother's service. Sister's service. Are we truly forgiving each other? Or we are just political correct? If you are still holding something not forgiving, you cannot be holy. We can talk about holy, we got nothing to do with holy. Mm-hmm. When we truly fear Him, we will take care of these six items.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us.
Amen.
We will be holy people living a holy living.
Amen.
Contacting you, Lord.
Amen.
You're our holy God.
Amen.
We'd like to match you and be holy too.
Amen.
Thank you. We can contact you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus, make us watchful.
Amen.
Make us mindful of this pure, sobering word.
Amen.
Oh, you are the Holy One.
Amen.
Make us holy to be one with you, Lord.
Amen.
Preserve our living on a daily basis.
Amen.
Preserve our dear brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Lord, you desire to gain a holy people.
Amen.
To match your holy character.
Amen.
Lord, you are holy, Lord.
Amen.
We're sinners. Lord, we just, oh, Lord Jesus,
amen.
Thank you that you're becoming, the offerings.
Amen.
That we can, you made the expiation.
Amen.
That we can come to you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
That daily we will walk in the holiness.
Amen.
We will be clothed with a new man.
Amen.
Put off the old man.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on us, Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you for speaking this morning.
Amen.
Thank you, you're the holy God dwelling in our midst.
Amen.
This morning we'd like to respond to you.
Amen.
We're here learning to dwell with you.
Amen.
Do make us holy as you're holy.
Amen.
Even more, touch our daily living.
Amen.
Lord, all the words that have been spoken.
Amen.
Pray we would talk, we would respond to you.
Amen.
Lord, open to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, grant us this kind of living that is holy.
Amen.
That we would become your holy city, your bride.
Amen.
To match you in every way.
Amen.
Amen. You are holy.
Amen.
You train us to be holy.
Amen.
So we just want to be open to you every day.
Amen.
So to receive you.
Amen.
To live in our spirit.
Amen.
Doing everything according to your holiness.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Jesus, thank you for choosing us.
Amen.
Oh, choose us to become holy.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, grant us a pure heart.
Amen.
Oh, strengthen us in our spirit.
Amen.
We can lead a holy daily life.
Amen.
Oh, take away all our unholiness.
Amen.
Oh, wash us with your words.
Amen.
Oh, cleanse us with your words.
Amen.
Oh, let us express you.
Amen.
Express your holiness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.